This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. Kyle Harris in Montana. And for those who are new to the class, Kyle is a heavy equipment operator. He is a journeyman electrician. That's a commercial electrician. He's wired commercial buildings, houses, businesses. He has been an assistant, I'm really not sure what the title is at a dealership.
Actually, Vince, I was the service manager
of a
car dealership for a while.
Yeah.
A smaller one, but I was there and a lot of different things.
Yeah. So Kyle has a lot of experience. He's grown his own food, canned his own food. He and his wife do that. And class, if you get a chance to grow your own food from your garden, when you dehydrate or you make spaghetti sauce out of your tomatoes or dehydrate peppers, you're going to look at what you've ended up with, how much you started with, how much you ended up with once it's dehydrated. And you're going to say, that's a lot of work. I think $1.79 for a spaghetti sauce for 24 ounces, that's a bargain. That's the kind of feeling that you're going to have. But the question is, can you buy that $1.79 jar of spaghetti sauce whenever you want? And you may not be able to. Kyle, I did a couple quick calculations during the class while you were teaching us about food. And so, class, here are the numbers. These are the real numbers. Let's say you want to have three meals a day. And if you're doing this kind of survival lifestyle, when everything collapses, you're going to be hungry. You're going to be using a lot of calories. So you're going to need a lot of calories to eat. So, but let's scale down. Let's say you're only going to eat one can of either baked beans, green beans, or corn per meal. So let's just scale it down right to that. So for one meal per day, you have, let's say, green beans. Second meal, you have corn. Third meal, you have, like, dinner, maybe baked beans. But you only get one can. And I've done this. I've done this to see if it's a lot or not enough. It's hardly enough. Hardly enough to have one can of green beans for a meal or one can of corn or one can of baked beans. If you have one can a day per person, that's three cans a day, right? Let's say there are four people in your house, and you each get to have one can per meal. That's 12 cans a day. That's a case, a modern case of 12 cans of vegetables per day. That's 84 cans a week. Now, if you assume just 4 weeks per month, that's 336 cans for four people for a month. 336 cans. If you assume 52 weeks in a year, that's 4,368 cans for four people. And all you're having is one can of per meal, baked beans, corn, or green beans. Now, the reason I bring that up is the numbers are staggering. It's really deceptive how much we actually eat. People have no idea how much we eat. We eat a lot. And I can pretty much guarantee that virtually no one has that much food in terms of just cans. I don't think people could survive a month 336 cans for four people. I don't think most people have that. Kyle, back to you.
I totally agree, Vince. I want to touch on one thing that you mentioned. Are you still there, Vince?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just I heard a glitch on the phone, my phone, my end of my phone, and I thought maybe I just lost you. But, okay, so Vince mentioned, and I mentioned at the end of the last hour, I said maybe if you live in an all-electric home. If you do live in an all-electric home, you are doomed. You better sell it or change it like yesterday. It should be so imperative to you that there's nothing else you think about. There is nothing else you think about until that is fixed or remedied. Because you are 100% completely dependent and vulnerable to anything that happens. My house, when I bought this, it's a double wide, was all electric. But the guy that I bought it from was a master carpenter and had redone the whole inside of it. And it was gorgeous, and it was a great buy for me. But I knew I had work cut out for me when I bought it. I knew there was no wood stove in it. There was only electric dryer, electric hot water heater, electric furnace, electric stove, electric everything in this house. And I went through and gutted every last one of them appliances out of there. And I typed it myself. Did I know? Had I ever done gas piping before? Nope. But I had done piping, just not gas piping. So I did some research. I talked to some guys that knew about it, that have done it for a living that I knew, and I figured it out. And I piped the entire thing. And when I had the piping tested, the guy said he hooked it up with this little meter because it measures minute, super minute changes in your pipe. When they put a little bit of pressure in there, it measures it to see if there is any leakage whatsoever. And he said, this is actually gaining pressure. He said, because it's early morning and your pipes are starting to warm up. And so he said, you're actually gaining pressure. So he said, that's perfect. He said, it doesn't get any better than that. And I will tell you, when I piped it in, the propane, I piped over to my dryer. So I've got an electric and a gas dryer set up right beside where my washer is. Behind the refrigerator, I stubbed up a pipe with a shutoff valve on it, so that if I needed to, I could put in a propane fridge. I piped over to an area where I could run another propane fridge down in the basement, and I keyed off of that to be able to run a propane heater in a dire emergency to be able to run a propane heater. And I looked around, and on Craigslist one day, this old boy just wanted to get rid of a really nice, about the size of a medium-sized wood stove, propane heater with all the piping for $100. And he said, it works perfect. He said, I just went to all electric. I couldn't believe it. So I snagged it, and I put it in, and I plumbed it in, and I started it, and it runs perfect. So my point here is, if you've got an electric home, your house to be able to heat yourself and keep your family warm, you do not want to be in a vulnerable position where your family is looking to you and you can't even do that. That should be priority number one. Storing food, priority number 1.5. Literally, if you don't, like Vince said, nobody has that much food. But the other thing I was going to mention about growing your own food, is having skills to be able to do all of these things that Vince and I are bringing up. And we're just touching on a couple of things right now. But you've got to have food to be able to give yourself the energy to figure this learning curve out. I'll tell you a story real quick. I remember my grandma saying to me, because they didn't have TV. So what happens if you don't have TV? You don't have radio, you don't have TV, you don't have nothing else to do in the evening. What do? Sit around and play games? She used to tell me that my grandpa, after he had worked all day long, would come home at night and fix bridles for the horses they had and the cattle. He would work on leather. He would fix a rototiller or a plow in the evening until literally he would fall asleep. He would hit the sack and fall asleep. When you think to yourself, well, man, I got to have some downtime, you die with downtime. What you've got to do in a survival situation is figure out what you are going to do. Think of things that you can do that will preserve your life and keep you going if you didn't have TV, if you didn't have a supply chain. So get yourself into the mindset of not having things. And what happens if? Like I said at the beginning, what happens if these kind of things are the mindsets that will keep you alive? Because if you think about this too, I got another thought on the Titanic thing. If you allow everybody that's on the Titanic to try to get on your lifeboat, you die with them. Nobody survives. You've got to think about what kind of people you're going to allow in your lifeboat. Because one thing you cannot handle and you will not survive if you allow some crazy person in there, I don't care if they're a relative or not, if they have no common sense. No common sense. If they don't have a work ethic, if they don't have integrity, if they can't reason to be able to understand a predicament or a problem-solving capability inside of them and make the correct kind of decision, if they don't have that, they will be the weak link in your chain. So there's so many things to consider here, but your thoughts, Vince. I know we're coming up to a break here pretty quick.
Well, Kyle, you know, it reminds me of a house Mrs. Finelli and I bought like 30-something years ago. It was all electric, but it had a fireplace. First thing we did, take out the electric cooktop. We left the electric stove that was in the wall, but the cooktop, now that had to go and put in a propane one. It had an electric washer, electric dryer. It had an oil burner that was electric powered. Had electric baseboard heat. Didn't really work too well, Kyle.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And there's so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in the 80s, we bought this house, and it was a used house, but it was built by the best builder in the area. He built houses, but it was almost all electric. So electric stove, electric cooktop, electric washer, dryer, oil burner with a, you know, an electric motor to run that. And it had some electric baseboard heating in the main bathroom, you know, for shower and bath. And electric refrigerator. But it did have a fireplace. So what I did was I bought a fireplace insert. That was a good thing to do, to use less wood while you're heating. But it still wasn't adequate. It required a generator. So I bought a used generator. It was 4,400 watts, 4,400. But those were real watts. And what I found out was if you just tried to power an electric hot water heater, so you hook the generator up, all the circuit breakers are off, and you have a transfer switch, and the only thing you want to run is the hot water heater, it'll stall the generator, just the hot water heater. So that was no good. Electric hot water heater was a killer in terms of becoming independent. So what we did was we bought a bigger generator, one that would handle the hot water heater. But hot water is not critical. I mean, it's nice, but it's not, you're not going to die if you don't have hot water. But you will die if you don't have water. So the well pump is a big deal. So a generator can power the well pump. I bought a refrigerator. Ultimately bought a propane refrigerator, a refrigerator freezer, and it runs on propane. And it's, you know, it's small. It's maybe, 12, 13, 14 cubic feet. It's a small one compared to most refrigerators. But if you have a choice between no refrigerator and 12, 13, 14 cubic feet, it's great, right? So gas dryer, yeah, I bought a used gas dryer. Nobody wanted it. It's $50. I replaced the electric cooktop with a gas cooktop. Got a backhoe. Bought a backhoe. Dug a hole. Put a propane tank underground, 500 gallon. I don't recommend that, because they ultimately corrode. I would not put another propane tank underground. I would leave it on top of the ground, even though some people think it's unsightly. So what we did was we when we bought this house or built this house in Missouri, we removed ourselves from electric power devices as much as possible. So the critical ones are, well, we have a well pump that's electric. And we have a heating system that is wood, outdoor wood furnace. And we have an air conditioning system, but you can live without that. You can go into the basement, right? And we have solar panels. So we can be totally independent from the grid as long as we have some sunshine. And if you think about generators and you think, well, you know, what does it cost to run a generator? If you're going to generate, let's say, 7.5 kilowatts or 7,500 watts, you're looking at about a minimum of 10 horsepower, absolute minimum, because 746 watts equals 1 horsepower. So it's really more like 12, 13 horsepower to run a 7.5 kilowatt generator. And you're looking at over a gallon of gasoline per hour. Nobody has enough gasoline to run a generator. You know, continuously, nobody. And the generators that run at 3,600 RPM won't last very long because they're running wide open throttle. So that now the question is, what are you going to do? And the answer is solar plus a backup generator for when the solar's not working, you know, because of the sun or breakdown. And then you need, depending on the battery bank that you have, if it's lead acid, you're going to need some distilled water. If it's nickel iron, you're going to need distilled water. Are you going to have it? So there's a lot of things to think about with this preparedness lifestyle. And it's all hard work. Every bit of it's hard work. And things are breaking as fast or faster than you can fix them. And that's the truth. And about the television, you don't need a television. You really don't need a television. But you do need manuals. And you need books on how to do things. So if you can get the encyclopedia sets on, you know, Handyman's encyclopedia set or Popular Mechanics encyclopedias of, you know, the annual issues that are hardbound, you can get them for, I don't know, $30 for the entire set of maybe 20 years worth. That's worth doing. Kyle, are we going to the break?
Yeah. Yep. I'll pick it up on the other side.
Okay. We'll be right back. Kyle's with us. And I hope this is lighting a fire under you so that you prepare for your own survival.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hot spot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctors' advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's leap day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle, listen. Kyle, I know a really smart person who listens to USA Prepares a lot and decided to follow our lead and bought a whole bunch of things for preparedness. And one of the things this person bought was a generator. And I said, so you've got a generator? Yeah. Do you know how to hook it up? No, but, you know, if I need it, I'll find somebody. I'll hire them. Okay. Do you have, I asked what kind of generator, right? It was a small generator. And I said, so that does not have an oil filter, right? I don't know. Okay, I don't think it does. All right, so you have a generator that does not have an oil filter. That means you have to change the oil every 25 hours. That's 24 hours in a day. And if you're going to run it continuously, you're going to have to change the oil every day. So for 1 month, do you have 30 quarts of oil? No. The whole point there, class, is you really need to do the research and figure out exactly what it is you need and all the supplies to go with it. Now, not only did this person not have the oil to go with it and not know how to hook it up and not know how to use it, but didn't have the gasoline for it either. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So, folks, I'm going to jump track here just a little bit. And I've got one comment, and then I'm going to jump into some things on livestock. The comment is this. We are closing in on $35 trillion debt. There is not enough money on this planet to pay that off. It doesn't exist. That is the iceberg out in front of this country being the Titanic. If you just let that sink in, please let that sink in. There is no way out of it other than hyperinflation, Weimar Republic type hyperinflation. So just let that sink in. All right. Now I'm going to jump to livestock. So I like, and I always have liked, to talk to really old people. I'm old, but I mean really old, that lived through the last depression. And about 10 years ago, I was talking to a lady who had a farm on the east side of the mountains of Montana, and she and her husband and six kids lived through the depression. Not all of her kids, but the first two or three. And I said, so what did you do? You know? And she said, you know, we had sheep and goats and hogs. And she said, as long as we had sheep, we had money. It was a strange thing, she said. But we always had money when we had sheep. And the goats supplied us with milk. And the hogs would keep reproducing fast enough that we could always sell off two or three of them or more, sell off the excess that we didn't grow for what we needed to barter for. And I said, well, how did sheep do it? She said, well, she said, we would shear them. My husband and my son would shear them. And then we would clean it. And we learned, I said, did you know how to do this? And she said, no, we learned. We just had to figure it out, talk to some of the older folks that were older than her, figure out how to spin that wool and make clothes and make garments and to sell the wool for other people that were doing it to be able to survive. She said, but my husband, everybody around us, all of our farmer friends and everything, everybody was going to cattle. And so we went to cattle. And she said, I got to tell you, unfortunately, she said, after we went to cattle, we never had any money. We got rid of our sheep. So I'm thinking in terms here, and I know Vince raises cattle, and I know he does a great job of it. And it's beef is going to be in incredible demand. But my problem is, if you have to, beef takes a lot more equipment than smaller animals. I want you to think in terms of what can you handle? That's what she used to say too. She said, you know, when we got cows, we had to have tractors, and because we had to grow a lot more feed. When we had sheep, we could move them from pasture to pasture to pasture, and even in the winter time, they would find something to eat. We didn't need near the mechanical tractors and apparatuses and all of the equipment that we needed, that we had to have when we bought cows. So in terms of being able to survive, now I don't have sheep. We have raised goats, and there's a learning curve to raising goats and milking goats. You got to learn how to trim their feet. You got to learn how to take care of their bags and their udders. You got to watch them for disease. Sheep are even worse. You got to learn how to shear sheep. But here's my point in saying all of these things. Other than growing a garden, what do you have that you can barter off? Because you, like Vince is saying, nobody's got 4,000 whatever cans of food on hand. You would have to fill up half of your house with freeze-dried food to feed a family of four through a year. And 99.999% of the people probably don't have that. Just the Bezoses and the Gates and all those guys, they probably have it. But the rest of us don't. So what can you grow and what can you do skills-wise other than computer? Forget computer. It's gone. Learn a trade quick. Learn something that's a trade that's valuable to somebody that don't know it. Learn a trade that is valuable to someone that doesn't know that trade. That's important. But what are you going to be able to produce that you can barter to get what you can't produce? So think in those terms. If this happens, like I said, what happens if? What happens if the $35 trillion comes due? What happens if the grid collapses? We go back to the Stone Age. What happens if the internet crashes? What happens if? So I seriously, please try to think in terms of what you can grow and produce and you know that you can come up with in the next 6 months to be able to weather the Titanic going down and you having your own lifeboat and you being able to, you with your family being able to survive. Your comments, Vince.
Sure. You know, as you were saying this, I was jotting down some numbers, exclamation points. So to raise cows, I'm going to give you some numbers for used equipment. This is going to be staggering, class. The minimum to raise cows, you need two tractors. In today's market, two viable used tractors the size that you need, $50,000 for both of them. You need a hay baler, a used one, $10,000. You're going to need a hay rake, $5,000. This is used. A hay unroller to feed the cows, that's $2,000. That's $67,000. Now you need a fence with some gates, that's $30,000. And then if you want to give the cows water so they'll live like till tomorrow, if you want to put in a pond and have an excavator come in and build a pond that is gravity-fed, meaning the water runs downhill into your pond, or you want to drill a well and put in a cattle waterer, that's $10,000. So right now, the two tractors, the hay rake, the hay baler, the hay and roller, the fence, the gates, the well or the pond, $107,000. That's exactly right. And when Kyle said sheep versus cows, that's what he means. The delta between the sheep and the cows, now you will need fencing for sheep. But you won't need the heavy equipment like the heavy baler. You won't need the heavy hay rake. You won't need, you know, the larger tractors. You will need one tractor to keep the fields clipped so you don't have saplings grow all over. And you will need to water them. But you won't need 30 gallons of water per day per cow that we need. And then what I did not put in is the $10,000 of the corral to make sure that you can gather the cows, and if they one or two or three or five get sick and you want to doctor them, or if you want to put ear tags in them, or if you want to brand them, you got to have a corral. That's another $10,000. So now we're up to $117,000 for cows. And then you need a trailer to take them to market. And that's another, let's say, $5,000. And then you need a truck to pull that trailer, one that is heavy enough, and that's going to have to be a diesel, and that's a minimum of $15,000 used. It's all used equipment. So you're bumping up against $150,000 to get in the cattle raising business with all used equipment. And those are the facts. Those are the facts.
Yeah, agree. You know, and you can eat cheap, but here's the thing. Same things with, here it goes on with, let's talk about chickens for a minute. Some of these things apply to chickens as well as cows, sheep. Everything practically can kill a sheep. Dogs, but everything, period, can kill chickens. Cats, dogs, you got to protect them. At night especially, you've got to be able to get them, let them be able to have light. How are you going to do that? You can't put any kind of flame to, for warmth or light, you can't put any kind of flame in a chicken coop, let me tell you. They are masters at knocking everything over. I don't know how they do it. I have braced things, I have tied them down, and the chickens still figure out a way to knock things over.
They have disagreements. They have disagreements in the chicken house. And they want what the other one has. They push each other around every once in a while. They knock things over in the process. They fly around in the chicken house. They bump into things. You're absolutely right. There's no fixing it. And this lifestyle is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm sure you recognize the serious tone of today's class. You know, Russia claims in the media that they blew up an Abrams tank. Those are U.S. tanks, Abrams tanks. Ukraine has 31 of them. Russia blew up the first one of them. That means our tanks are in Ukraine. That means our weapons of destruction are in Ukraine. Now, y'all knew that, right? We're sending them aid. Aid is all kinds of things. It's weapons. It's food. It's supplies. It's spare parts. It's tanks, aircraft, missiles, those things. Vladimir Putin made a direct threat today. It's reported. You can look this up. Quote, Putin makes direct threat to nuke the West as he accuses NATO and the U.S. of preparing to strike Russia in his annual address to the nation and warns of the destruction of civilization. End quote. The article in Daily Mail says Vladimir Putin made a direct threat to nuke the West as he accused NATO and the U.S. of preparing to strike Russia in his annual address to the nation. The Russian president, 71, said NATO and America are active in other parts of the world, of course, and they continue to lie there to deceive. They are preparing to strike our territory using the best possible forces, the most effective forces to do so. But remember the fate of those who have tried to invade our territory, and of course their fate will be much more tragic than anything we could face. Putin repeatedly lauded Russia's vastly modernized nuclear arsenal in his speech and added, as a warning to the West, they have to understand that we also have weapons. Weapons that can defeat them on their own territory. Of course, this is very dangerous because this could actually trigger the use of nuclear weapons. Do they understand that? The Russian despot That's what they said. Also, chillingly assured that strategic nuclear forces are in a state of full readiness for guaranteed use, but warned the use of nuclear weapons would equal the destruction of civilization, end quote. So when Kyle and I are talking about being prepared, this could happen in an instant. And we have a guy, the captain of the Titanic, who is poking the bear. Be prepared, please. I don't think anything good can happen as a result of the tensions between Russia and the United States. I don't believe it. I think we are headed toward war. And the Gaza keeps expanding. Ukraine, Russia keeps expanding. How can this go well? Kyle, back to you.
Yep, I completely agree, Vince. You know, with all of the things going on, we have a commander-in-chief that just says, you know, that that stinking iceberg has just got to get out of the way. And we got to figure this out, folks. And if you are one of the lucky ones that is right underneath a nuclear bomb, you will be okay if you're a Christian, if you know God. But if you have to survive and your children are not there and they have to survive, your lifeboat might be the only lifeboat. So I want to tell you some other little quick facts before the show's over. The U.S. production of sheep is the lowest it's been since they started keeping records. It's what I heard on the news just the other day. So goats are easy to take care of, but you got to know how to handle them. Chickens are not that hard, but they need light in the winter if you want them to lay through the winter. You've got to be able to feed them. They can't scrape if you're in a scrape around in the dirt and eat bugs in the winter with snow on the ground. They're not even going to go outside. So you got to have a way to feed them. What are you going to do? Think, please consider, before this happens. If to starve to death and to watch your children starve to death or to watch somebody kill them and you not have a way to protect them or you not have any way to be able to see if they can, your grandchildren survive, to me, that's a fate worse than death. So my thoughts to end the show for my consideration here is, what happens if? Just think about it. What happens if? To you, Vince.
And class, none of the things that Kyle's talking about are really easy. They don't magically appear. Raising chickens, you know, here at our farm, we've got chickens just like Kyle does. And we have dogs, and we have cats, and we have cows. And it's a full-time job, just taking care of the animals, just doing that. And that's with equipment. That's with the tractors and the backhoe and the front-end loaders and the fencing. But it's with all that. It's a full-time job. Kyle, thank you so much for teaching today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.